Investment flash.
Trade wars are heating up. The Fed just flexed its hawkish muscle, and only the dollar seems to be working. We've got tariffs in pharma, beef, and a wild AI capex tryst, plus a full-on currency pylon. I'm Tom.
And this is Investment Flash New York Edition, Friday, June 19th. With me as always, Gerald and Tom. Let's get into it.
Gerald, remember yesterday I was pounding the table on Intel's foundry win? Today, the market's in full risk off, so maybe my semis are getting tested already.
Fair enough. But look, mate, your bike core might be safe. My sell on Germany equities, though, that tariff probe on pharma just gave it a fresh tailwind. I look prescient.
Oh, you too. Let's not get too smug. The day is still young and the signals are piling up. All right, the big story. Hedge funds are piling into dollar call options after the Fed's hawkish decision. Bloomberg and FT both flag it. UUP is up nearly 4% year-to-date at its 52-week high.
For real? The dollar index at its high, too. This trend has legs. Buy the dollar ETF, sell euro dollar. It's a pretty clean macro trade, buddy.
Right. History says when the trade gets this obvious, the reversal can be brutal. Are we chasing here?
Hold on, I'm going to push back. The FT notes the hawkish shift upended EM currencies, but EEM just surged over 3% last session and hit its own 52-week high. The equity market doesn't seem to care.
No, but that's exactly my point, Marie. That disconnect is an opportunity. Buy dollar, short EM currencies, but hedge with long EM equities for now. It's a pair trade.
A pair trade? Listen to you, buddy. Next, you'll be quoting delta neutral gamma scalping.
I mean, one day. But seriously, the trend is strong.
See, this is what I mean. The dollar's up, but if the Fed's already fully priced, further gains may be limited. The crowded long could unwind fast. So sure, buy UUP, but I'd keep a tight leash.
Yeah, tight leash. Fair.
Exactly.
Right.
All right, so into the tariffs. The US launched a Section 301 probe into Germany over drug pricing. Bloomberg and FT both report it. Bayer and Merck are in the crosshairs, and the DAX sits within 2% of all-time highs. Complacency much?
Honestly, the market hasn't priced in any tariff probability. The DAX barely budged last session. If this probe escalates, a sharp correction could hit. Short DAX seems timely.
Yeah, buddy. And Gerald's sell Germany call from yesterday just got a fresh tailwind. Buyer at 8x forward earnings might already be cheap, but that tariff overhang is new information.
To be fair, I said sell Germany equities, and now I look like a genius. But honestly, these pharma giants have enough global revenue that tariffs could really sting.
Right, and Merck is near its 52-week high with a price-to-earnings ratio of about 15. No margin for a trade shock. I'm shorting the DAX for sure.
Okay, another one. China slapped a 55% tariff on Australian beef after the quota was hit. Bloomberg and Nikkei Asia confirm it.
So, sell Aussie dollar, I suppose. But the currency hasn't moved much yet. Maybe the market anticipated the quota trigger.
Possibly, but the sell-off is mechanical, and it might shift Chinese demand to Brazil. That's a buy for Brazil equities. EWZ is cheap at under 1x book value.
For real? EWZ down 1.1% last session, but if the supply chain rotates, that's a great entry. I'd buy that.
Of course you would, Tom. Anything that's down, you call a buy.
Haha, fair enough. But buddy, the value is there.
From beef to bites, Indian software stocks tanked after Accenture warned on growth. TCS and Infosys are down over 30% year-to-date, near their 52-week lows.
The pain's not over. Accenture's warning suggests the demand slowdown is global, not just India. Selling TCS and Infosys might still have legs, even if the stocks look cheap.
No, but think about it. TCS is down 34%, near its low. That bad news is largely in the price. Maybe a contrarian buy?
Tom, you calling a bottom an Indian IT? What is that, the sixth bottom this cycle?
Ouch.
All right, selling it is. But I'm watching for a reversal.
Now, the most original take of the day comes from CNBC. AI CapEx is shifting back to chips, away from data centers. They say NVIDIA will benefit.
Yes, I've been saying this. NVIDIA's forward PE of 16.6, 11% below its high. That's a gift. The CapEx rotation back to compute is the real story.
Honestly, one CNBC article doesn't make a trend. And I'm sure the analysts will be revising their price targets by Monday. That's basically a free retirement plan for them.
Ha, fair enough.
Hold on. No, but that's exactly my point. The infrastructure spend has been all about building data centers. Shifting back to chips is a contrarian call. If it happens, NVIDIA regains its throne. I think it's a plausible buy.
Exactly. You get it, Marie. It's a re-entry opportunity.
All right. I'll need more evidence than one piece. For now, I'll just watch.
Switching to Japan, Nikkei Asia reports the ruling party might end mechanical primary balance targets, loosening fiscal policy. This could weaken the yen further.
Sell dollar yen then. But with the dollar ripping, it's tricky. And TLT, the long-term treasury ETF, is near its 52-week low. Maybe the bond market already prices in global hawkishness.
Yeah, I'd hold TLT. The yen trade is uncertain until we see concrete policy moves. Conviction is low.
Right, and the yen's already been under pressure. If the BOJ keeps rates low, this could be a second wave of weakness. But we need more data.
Bloomberg quotes Thailand's finance chief saying the country is pulling inflows from Indonesia. THD is up nearly 20% year-to-date at a 52-week high, while EIDO has cratered 34%.
Momentum trade. Buy Thailand, sell Indonesia. That rotation is clear, and it's working.
Sure, but Thailand's outperformance may be stretched. Buying at all-time highs when the world is turning defensive? I'd be cautious.
Marie, you're sounding like me now. But to be fair, the outflow from Indonesia might continue until fundamentals improve. So sell EIDO still makes sense.
Fair enough. I'll take the short Indonesia, but not chase Thailand. FT has a fascinating piece. AI is turning Nintendo and Sony consoles into accidental luxury goods. Component makers are too busy supplying data centers, driving up console costs.
Wow, that's a wild consequence. So sell Nintendo and Sony, but buy semiconductors? SMH is near all-time highs, but it's up 5.8% last session.
Shorting Mario and Sonic. Whew, what a time to be alive.
Yeah.
But the supply squeeze benefits semis, so buy SMH.
SMH's valuation at 44 times trailing earnings is rich, though. That's a lot of AI premium. But the supply squeeze is real, so semis benefit.
Not so fast. The console shortage is a margin squeezer for Nintendo and Sony. Shorting them is a thematic play I can get behind, but SMH might be top-ish.
I'd still hold semis, but maybe trim if you're already in.
And a wild card. WSJ reports US and Venezuela teaming up against armed gangs in a mining region. It could boost gold mining output, so buy gold miners ETF, GDX.
One article. Very thin. GDX is down over 2% last session, and the security situation is far from stable. Low conviction for me.
Venezuela and US teaming up. That's a buddy comedy I'd watch. But increased gold supply might cap gold prices, so hold GLD. This is a watch and wait.
Ah, true.
So, pulling it together, trade wars and a hawkish Fed are the backdrop. The dollar is the cleanest trade.
Exactly. Long UOP, short euro dollar, and hedge with EM equities. That pair trade captures the disconnect.
Look, mate, the missing piece is the G7 response. No one's talking about coordinated pushback on these trade probes. That could escalate fast. And rising rates on corporate credit, also absent.
See, this is what I mean. The market is focused on currency and tariffs, but the credit angle could bite later. We're flying blind on that.
All right, so defensiveness is key, but also fading the DAX's complacency. A short or put feels right given the pharma tariff risk.
That's the call.
Right.
Spot on.
As always, none of this is investment advice, just our take on the signals.
We're back tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. London time for the weekend edition. Should be a packed show. Until then, hit follow on Spotify if you're just finding us, or check investmentflash.com for all the charts and sources.
See you tomorrow. Flash.